This is Mike Zuzlo with your late session grain update. The 1% to 2% losses in grains and soy in the post-holiday trade are likely being driven by a couple factors. Traders in Chicago are remarking about improving growing conditions in the northern hemisphere for row crops. This includes the U.S. and Europe. In addition, we see the November beans leading the declines in percentage terms, thanks mainly to growing expectations by the trade. Spring wheat acres will be lost to oil seeds. Being talked about less in the trade, but I think maybe even more important, is the commodity sector as a whole, led by losses of 2% in gold and sugar, are dropping sharply as the S&P 500 is making new all-time highs. It sure looks like fund flows leaving commodities and being plowed into equities here in the short term, as the supportive feature and the economic data here in the United States and relatively smooth elections last weekend in Europe are bringing out the bulls in the stocks. Mike Zuzlo, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.